So Chamishi of Parshas Truma is really fascinating, a brief aliyah, but it's all about the parochas, and you get the sense almost like the parochas, instead of just being a little mechitza, as Rashi says, a parochas lashon mechitzahu, that the parochas is always like a kli. So we're told about the design of the parochas, tchilas argaman, tolas shani, v'sheish mashzar, and that way it's, you know, no different than the Pesach, which is the boundary between the Kodesh and the Chatzar HaMishkan. It's on Amudei Shittim, which is also true of the Masach at the Pesach HaMishkan as well. There's a little bit of a difference in terms of the Adanim. The Parochas are Kesef, and the Masach LePesach is Nechoshes, so you can see it's a higher level, but maybe the primary distinction is that it's Kruvim, which we'll come back to in a little bit, as opposed to the Masach LePesach Oel, which is Rokeim. The difference being, as Rashi explains, you know, whether or not it's visible on both sides. It's embroidery as opposed to needlework, so there's a different design on both sides. So again, the Torah says, V'asisa farochas tchilas v'argaman tolas shani v'sheish mazar, ma'asei choshev yasa osa kiruvim. So it's not ma'asei rokem, it's ma'asei choshev kiruvim on both sides. V'nasata osal arba'a mudei shitim, mitzupim zahav, v'avehem zahav al arba'a adnei chasef. And again, the masach l'pesach ol is adnei nechoshes v'nasata saparochas tachazakurasim. So it literally goes underneath the hooks at the point where the Yirios HaMishkan connect, the two halves. That's going to be the pasuk that we really want to spend our time on. The Ramban comments, you know, you'd get the impression, says the Ramban, that only after you put up the parochas to even put up the kaporas and form the aron in the way that it needs to be. And the Ramban says, you know, that's actually not the case. So if you look at the way that the Asiyas HaMishkan worked, is that first the Aron went in with the Kaporas, and then the Paroches was strung up. So, you know, why is the Torah giving a different impression here? You know, so the Ramban notes it. And then the Torah goes on, V'samtas HaShulchan Michutz LaParoches, as if localizing the Shulchan, one of the, you know, Kelim of the Mishkan, Keser Malchus itself, you know, what's it, the localization? Michutz LaParoches. So, you know, the three kalim that we've described in detail, dahainu, the aron plus the kapores, the shulchan and the menorah, are all localized relative to the parocha. So this, I think, is a remarkable phenomenon. And then the Torah goes on, v'asisa masach v'esachol, tchadz argaman tolash shani v'sheish mazar, so the same composition, ma'asei ro'okeim. So ro'okeim, again, means needlework as opposed to double embroidery. V'asisa la masach ha'misha mudei shishim, shitim, v'etzipisa osam zahav, avihem zahav, v'atzakta lahem ha'misha adnei nechoshes. Okay, so again, the adanim here are nechoshes as opposed to kesef. And you see that the Masach LePesach has certain similarities, but again, the differences are what I want to highlight. So again, you know, coming back to the notion of Kruvim versus Rokeim, so Kruvim means that each side has a different design, as opposed to Rokeim, where it's just, you know, made on one side, and it's visible, you know, from the other side. You can see, you know, it's not its own design, but you could see, you know, sort of the design from the back. So I think this is really the perfect metaphor, or microcosm is probably a better word, microcosm for what each of them is doing. So the Masach is just, you know, between the Chatzar and Mishkan, which has a certain status, right? That's where you could eat, you know, the Kachi HaKadashin, Mizlefni Minaklaim, but it's the Chatzar HaMishkan after all, and so there's no, you know, design there on that side. It's just Masei Rokeim. The design is, of course, you know, facing the Kodesh. But the Paroches, as the Torah says, V'yudila ha-parochas lachem bein ha-kodesh uvein kodesh ha-kadashim. Both sides are really kodesh. As the Torah says, on the inside, mi-beisla parochas is the aron with the kruvim itself, on the kapores. It's interesting that it's kruvim on the parochas. I think that highlights, you know, the special role of the parochas. V'yudila ha-parochas lachem bein ha-kodesh uvein kodesh ha-kadashim. There's kedusha on both sides. A lower level of Kiddush on the outside, but it deserves its own design, right? It's Ma'asei Choshev, Kruvim, for the menorah, as well as for the Shulchan. And on the inside, for the Aron, Mibes La Parochas, where the Kapores is, you know, and the Kruvim, so that has its own design. So I think there's a Rashi which really highlights, you know, what makes the Parochas such a critical element of the Mishkan, and why we have an Aliyah, which is devoted uniquely to the Parochas. After Rashi says, Lashon Bechitza, Lashon Chachamim Pargod, Davar Hamavdil Bein HaMelech, Uvein Ha'am. So, Vidila Parochas Lachem Bein HaKodesh, Uvein Kodesh HaKadashim, Kohanim are in the Kodesh every single day. But the truth of the matter is, in the Kodesh HaKadashim, that's, you know, Achas Bashana, Bezos Yavo Aron Ala Kodesh, you know, Ve'al Yavo, Bechol Eis Ala Kodesh, Mi Beis La Parochas, says the Torah in Achrei Mos. What is the definition of Al Yavo Bechol Eis Ala Kodesh? The Kodesh is Mi Beis La Parochas, El Pnei HaKaporas, Asher Laron, Ve'liyamus, Ki Be'anan, Eira El HaKaporas. The Parochas reflects the Makom HaMelech. It's the Lifnai, Vilifnim. And in Yadus, it's not enough to have a Masach, Lefesach HaOel, to, you know, serve as a boundary point between the Kodesh and the Chatzar Mishkan, a much lower level of Kedusha, but you actually need to be Mavdil bin Kodesh to Kodesh. Shabbos and Yontif, that's the Nosach HaBracha, and the Parochas, V'Yivdila HaParochas Lachem bin HaKodesh, Uvein Kodesh HaKadashim. And the Kruvim, and the Parochas is, I think, a really strong indication, right, of, you know, reflecting the idea that the Aron, the Kodesh HaKadashim, requires its own Mechitza. Mechitza Bifnei Atzmo, the Tznius of the Aron. And with respect to that, I think it's incredibly important for everybody to, you know, take note. The Torah gives an Aliyah just to the Parochas, and that's, you know, part of what, I guess, what we talked about before in terms of the Mishkan. You know, and the Ohel, which covers up the Mishkan, because Lachos al Hayafa, you know, it's not just a question of Lachos al Hayafa in terms of the aesthetics, but in terms of the Tznius, the need of the Parochas to cover, you know, the Aron, and when things travel, right, the Parochas goes on top of the Aron in addition to the other Kisuyim, which are so vital to the role of the Aron. I think the point is very clear, that the Parochas isn't just, you know, a functional piece of the Mishkan, Vivdila Parochas Lachem Bein HaKodesh Uvein Kodesh HaKadashim, but it reflects, you know, the idea of Tznius, the idea of the Kodesh HaKadashim, Mavdil Bein HaMelech Uvein Ha'am, Lefnai V'Lefnim, with everything that that entails. Of course, the Kodesh is also very significant, and that's why it's Kruvim Ma'asei Choshev, you have embroidery on both sides. But in the end, the Parochas, you know, reflects the elevated Al Yavo B'chol Eis Ala Kodesh Mi Beis La Parochas. The Parochas is that boundary point which says Ad Kan, you know, Velo Yoser, except Achas Bashana.